seems like there's lots of things going wrong these days, right? But in the middle of it all, God's redeeming lives and situations for His glory. Today, we'll help plug you into the process in Eritrea, Burma, and beyond. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Well, Eritrea's in the headlines again, but this time, it's not entirely about the refugees. Eritreans are one of the largest people groups arriving daily on Europe's shores. Instead, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman wants us to focus on those who stay behind.
We don't want to forget about our brothers and sisters that are imprisoned for their faith because they are trying to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's hundreds, thousands perhaps, imprisoned in shipping containers in Eritrea.
Those are the ones who need your prayers, and those are the ones who need your help. For security reasons, Musselman can't give many details about how VOM Canada supports persecuted Eritrean Christians.
But I can tell you that we are trying to help both Eritrean evangelical Christians inside the country, and there's also those outside the country.
If you want to help, the details are coming. And know what else can't be forgotten, especially in today's society? The importance of life. Last week, California was the fifth state in the U.S. to legalize assisted suicide. Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide.
The struggle we face is in our culture, we're increasingly becoming more and more a culture of death. In other words, it's my right to do with my body what I want to, and it includes even suicide.
Many in the field believe that this legalization could lead to more suicides and will push other states toward making it a law. But Life Matters wants to put a stop to the bad and bring in the good by showing people how valuable they are.
What we want to teach is about the sanctity of human life and how we as a people in the churches can actually minister to those people so that will not be one of their choices, but their choice will be to live because they're cared for and ministered to.
Get more information on how you can encourage and share the gospel with those who are really struggling. You'll find those details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Through the November 8th elections, the face of Myanmar is changing. And with the move toward democracy, doors are opening for groups like Mission Aviation Fellowship, too. MAF's Ron Wismer says,
we're trying to get a family in the country. We have already begun feasibility studies on airstrip construction. So one way we're getting in there is to help the civil aviation develop some of their airstrips.
Some of the areas are so isolated, it takes days to travel just a couple hundred miles.
They're not able to get things like basic medicines. Basic education is very difficult.
There are more than logistical challenges, too. There are spiritual challenges. Isolation can breed discouragement. And that's a hope killer.
Continue to pray for the church. When I was there, one thing I really noted, the local church tends to have a view of themselves as being inferior to the Burmese Buddhist groups. Pray for that church to be bold, to understand greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world.
MAF isn't the only one working to reach the forgotten. MAST, Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation, was created to do just that. Designed by Wycliffe Associates, it has significantly cut Bible translation times. See, it uses teams of national translators who are working on separate books at the same time. They're just working smarter, not harder. Next year, MAST will be used to translate the New Testament into another 500 languages. And Bethany Christian Services is in the business of remembering, too. As November marks National Adoption Month, Bethany is celebrating the families who've chosen to grow bigger. One such family is Paul and his wife, Judy. Through prayer, the couple was eventually led to adopt a boy who has special needs. Now, after their second adoption, it's really become a rhythm of life for their family. Does their song resonate with yours? You find details to get started at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.